Welcome back to another episode, and I'm your host, Boss Wagorific. And I got to tell you, people, it is Reggae Month, Black History Month. So we're going to talk about the importance and the significance of Reggae Month. We're like, what is really reggae? Everybody say we know reggae, but do we truly and really and truly know what is reggae? The importance, the impact it have on just Jamaican people, not other people them, but Jamaica people. Yeah, the importance it have on us as a nation, the importance it has on African as well, and also the importance it have on Jamaica. So yes, we're going to divulge in it and the significance and the importance. Say yeah, you know, so yeah, it is the one of a kind of reggae music. People take our music and use it for their foolishness, and they think they call it reggae. They call that reggae. That is not reggae. So reggae is very important in our culture, and the importance and the significant part of it will give us lot thereof. It has been here around for many decades, and I got to tell the people, it is fascinated when you read on reggae music, ja reggae music. Yeah, so let's start off. So reggae music, or the genre reggae, is a musical genre which revolutionized Jamaican music when it emerged in the late 1960s. It came as a culture bombshell, not only Jamaica but the world, and it have slow jack jerky rhythm. It manifold and spiritual lyrics, as well as the revolution appear of the sing of its singers and others that have influenced the genre, cultures and society throughout Jamaica and the world, also contribute to the development of the counterculture movement, especially in Jamaica. So reggae music has also impacted us in so many ways, and like thereof, through the beats, through the evolution that you can, you know, say you can free your mind, you know, to take people things and use it and think them, like lot of these American artists will take dance all of them and think it say it go be much more good. So reggae has a wide variety that impacts Jamaica. So we want to know that it impact Jamaica culture. We want to know why there is so reggae and the important part of Jamaican culture.
Messages received from Flo.
Say that the government has established a museum of reggae music and artificial facts that contribute the struggles and the accomplishment of Jamaican music. We will establish a special significant to encourage and assist Jamaican filmmakers to produce work on Jamaican culture. So the announcement was made by the Minister of Water and Housing, Dr. Horace Chang, last night on July 3rd. And it was given the welcome address on behalf of Prime Minister Bruce Gowdy. That was like a long time ago though. Wow. So yeah. So it is that deer off, and we want to see that it is good to have reggae in the world, but want to know what it means for Jamaican to have represent reggae and how it is benefit in the content of Jamaican, and not just other country, but the significant importance that it has on Jamaican people. So it is there that give you an artificial fact that, yeah, we know say reggae has changed the why and why reggae music important to Rastafarian. So it originated that saying that the resources of self-awareness and the rest of African roots reggae music plays an important part in our daily life. In our daily life, right? So it play a major role to teach Rastafarian people about the oppression, inductive and indecisive nature of the system under which they live, and written above serving the primary anitant, which is quite important. So you see that reggae music to be present, man. This was a big part of Jamaica accomplishment. Achievement is a reggae music to be protected by the United Nations. So in an article saying that many reggae lovers think that the music formed by community by the outside force, but it is not so. So to combine that idea, Minister of Culture, Gender and Development, Gender, Entertainment, Sports and I had an idea of reggae music established to represent the list of intercultural inheritance of humanity through action of the United Nations. Eastern Secretary Council intergovernment commitments for the safeguard of the inhabitant culture heritage. So they say that they want to copyright reggae to protect it. So them claim, but I hope them protect it into the fullest. I'll let them something again. So yes, one fine way it have to do with Jamaica though. So the power of reggae and the influence and the impact of the Jamaican music on Jamaica. Jesus, these people. So the music made in Pesetta felt about over the world. These people are just like, as Jamaican popular mean for Addison's, it's not surprised that reggae music has a great impact on Africa and a heavy influence in music and to conclude and say the influence of reggae music is very various parts of the world cannot be over emphasized. But since its evolution, it has gained popular day by day and consider revolution genre music in today's world, one of a kind of 4-beat rhythm music has become international style with unique influence on different social and music genre. Although the music has undergone various modifications, Rastafarian influence has undergone any change and inspire global global audience, which is variety of economic, social, and political injustice through the style of the music. And it also see that Rasta colors related to the genre also becoming an inspire for the fashion industry. Soon as an intimate popularity of the reggae music dance that dance stepped began to develop the match of the genre and most art parts that the music has stayed that they carry in the United Kingdom and Jamaica, and thus no wonder why the source of inspire many European artists and Jamaican artists and to follow the Caribbean community based in other countries. So I'm sensing different things. So it has been impacting Jamaica for a long time. For a long time. So it is there. Appropriation of the global impact of reggae music. Which is another case to deal with. So global impact and influence of reggae music cannot be denied or restrict, as it is tomed heartbeat of our people seem that four corner of the earth. Question arise that over the use of the abuse of the music and culture by Jamaica and by outsiders. The culture of Jamaica by outsiders, while reggae artists have gone on record to say that foreigners whose reggae music is simply showing their appreciation for the culture, and there are others who believe that these have an issue really as straightforward as that. And also they rather thin line between appreciation and appreciation. So yeah, people have a problem with that, countering that reggae music. So DJ from IFM saying that experience has led him to question the degree to local industry benefit from what is looked up on and as an appreciation of the culture. And also, because I believe, say, it is more strictly appropriation, not appreciation, because people use our music, use reggae music, right? And they don't give credit. Foreigners, like white people, use reggae music, right? Banner sing reggae music, have month of show filled, right? And when you find out, you're saying like, no man. So they might take our music, it does sound like reggae, it's similar to reggae, but it's not the core root value of reggae. So their appropriation, some people appreciate it, some people don't. But to white people, them, I don't think them appreciate it. Them capitalize on it, the appropriation of it. Yeah, so you find that they don't really appreciate what reggae has done, because they don't understand the background history. So one person said reggae music donates a particular music style and strongly influenced by traditional mento as well as other rhythm, but reggae is more than just an important form of Jamaica farm music of Jamaica. It is our way of life. For many, reggae is how we define ourselves as people. So the impact of reggae music has not only impacted the lives of many Jamaicans, but it has also created a better understanding and appreciation of the Jamaican lifestyle and culture of the world, of the wider world. So do you immediately think Bob Marley when you hear the word reggae? Me too, of course. So Bob Marley, who was born as Robert Nesta Marley, was the world ambassador for reggae music and also helped reggae music to teach international stage over the years, thankfully for him. So who has contributed to reggae music in Jamaica? So other than Bob Marley, where he used his voice and oppressed, and there are many other Jamaicans who has a role in playing reggae music on the map to put the product of Jamaica. So guess what? Bob Marley's wife, Rasta Marley, or Robert Marley, has played a pivotal role to introduce reggae to the world. And also, so you have some humanitarian. So you have a doctor from the University of the West Indies in 2000. So the Honorable Doctor of Letter degree by the University of West Indies in Moena 2015, introduced the Caribbean Hall of Fame in 2014. Honorable Guyana citizen from the government of Guyana and West Africa in 2013. The West Africa International Media Summit live in legal award in 2012, and out of distinction by Jamaican government in 1996. So you have seen some things. So good friend like Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, was born in the West Hobart, Indonesia, and along to build up who were all a part of the reggae group. These are the Wailers. Also contribute to their way. So Buju Banton, who's in 2010 album, said before they join Won't Berries won the best reggae album in Grammy. Buju Banton, I mean, 53 annual Grammy, and also share his contribution. Other estimate roots reggae foundation are brought spread Bruce Hammond, Jacquore, George Ash, and others, Coco T, Tony Rebel, and these are Robert Hilton, Jimmy Cliff, Denzel Brown, Tyler Riley, Chronix, and a whole lot more. But how does reggae music has renamed the impact towards him? So this will be an interesting part of why reggae is important to Jamaica. So you find that reggae sending reviews to government by impacting on tourism, where whenever tourism think about coming to Jamaica, they think about the beaches, the falls, waterfalls, sunset, food, style, but the big part of it is reggae. And although they get along with them excited, many also think that the modern to travel in months of February become in Jamaica. Many also make it their mandate to travel in the month of February because in Jamaica they celebrate as reggae month. So we have some reggae month. The Minister of General Affairs, Oblivia Bobsey Green, like every Wednesday they have it in National Stadium now, that you can watch and see reggae music. watch live on your social media, and also go at Man's Beach and enjoy reggae music. So they can also tourism, you know, come from Pegasus and from Montreal and watch it. So they have a blast that next you know that they are back in Jamaica before you know it at the end of the year. 20 others friend reggae music therefore contribute to the whole lot of tourism directly and indirectly through various split of economy effect, from the taxi man to the tourist operator to the farmer who supply the fresh produce to the tourism. Reggae music show contribute to affect the score of new visitors in Jamaica each year. Hold off on events such as Rebel Salute, Dream Weekend, and for the time being, Reggae Sunfest and XL Reggae Music Festival, along with 6,000 guests each year on the island, according to GIS website. And the tourist spends about $1,500 US or more, and equated to $9 billion generated indirectly from tourism coming here, and add multiple effects that you can so pictures and impact on the tourism economy and wide economy. Reggae also are for the most part form the score of musical entertainment in the tourism industry. You don't need to book in, or you just drive past a small hotel to the Negrin in the evening. During the weekend, you can hear bands of it, and reggae music therefore facilitates and inspires and creation of new products, including craft, art and craft, and survivals of these vendors. So you see that the impact of reggae music is far more reaching, and tourism industry is also directly benefit from it. So I'm your host, Ian Swaggerific. Boss Swaggerific rather, and you can listen to reggae, the importance of reggae and the impact it has on Jamaica and the tourism sector as well.